All right.
Really? Clear indication.
That happened right now?
No.
I was about to be like, no.
You rolled a natural 20.
It's a good luck charm, yeah.
That I was about sucked. To throw myself off out a window.
She's just going to yeet herself.
Just yeet.
The power to nat 20 just made everybody yeet themselves out windows.
It's just a force push all around the table.
Yep.
I should probably open up Zaris's character sheet, huh?
Maybe.
I thought you were going to say I should open up Audacity. I'm like, what are we doing?
Oh my god.
Anyways, welcome back to Turning Tables, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ruben once again, maybe for a little longer. Maybe I'll be someone else in a couple sessions. We'll see.
I really have to start writing.
Yeah. I got accosted by a crazy woman at 7-Eleven.
What is it with you getting accosted by women?
No, but not like in a good way or in a bad way. Luckily, it wasn't directed towards me. She was just in line and yelling.
Oh, no, I was thinking about that and then in reference to the Fall Out Boy concert.
Don't bring it up.
I also saw this crazy lady, but I was able to slip out.
Yeah, he got right in front of it.
I did. I cast Pass Without a Trace. I was like, ha
ha ha.
She just
went
every man for themselves.
Yeah, basically. I was like, sorry, sorry, man, you're on your own, bye.
I didn't have enough brain power to come up with cool little quips for this time, so I'll just do it old-fashioned. Danny.
I'm here. Hi.
Hello there. After Danny, we got Alex Webster. Is this our calling now?
No. Hello.
You guys came up for it with a bit for me.
I'm here. I'm ready to play some Dungeons and Dragons.
Excellent. We also got Connor.
Yeah. Hey. None of that.
Because it didn't sound good. Also at the table, kinda. He's watching football at the same time. We got James.
I am in no way paid by this, and it's not a partnership, but if none of you have Baldur's Gate 3, you should get it, because it's amazing. Okay, thanks. I went from playing D&D to now I'm about to play D&D. So, yeah. It's a good day.
When you go from D&D to more D&D.
To more D&D.
Yeah.
This is my rich life.
But yes, I'm also multitasking, watching football while playing D&D. This is a compromise, but here we go.
It's Monday Night Football. This is the only day we could record because I'm traveling. Connor's busy. Connor's in a band now.
Yeah, what's the name of the band?
It's called Rob and the In-Laws.
It's actually kind of catchy name.
Rob and In-Laws.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
You know what? Since you guys play The Cure, I'll let it pass.
Yeah, man. It's a good time.
Rob and the In-Laws, right?
Rob and the In-Laws, yeah.
Because it also sounds like you're robbing your in-laws.
I think Rob that's the play on words.
We might actually do that. I might actually...
Pitch that
tomorrow, yeah. Robin the in-laws.
Robin.
Robin. Apostrophe. Like their
daughter.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready for this recap?
Yes.
I need it.
You don't remember?
I don't know what happened.
We're face to face with a fucking monster after going through that dungeon crawl from the last one. Sorry, I know that you're done.
No, take it away now, Alex, since you want us to be the DM early.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, right, I remember.
So last time...
I'm in danger.
You'd made your way through the town during this large fight between Fabricius's mushroom creatures and Morbus's weird automatons. You guys made your way through the town to the cliffside where there was a granite rock hiding the secret entrance into the cathedral. Once you guys pushed it out of the way, you guys were accosted, by a golden shimmering dust of a golem. After dealing with him, you guys made your way into the tunnel, in which was a couple of different musically themed tunnels, or traps in the tunnel. Musically themed as in their poetry. In motion.
That was me.
Someone's
so
not
sorry.
On D&D.
Buddy.
Fired. You're like the main one, too.
I know. It's been a day. I'm sorry.
That's true. It is Monday. After getting through all the traps and tribulations, you guys made your way into a large dome-shaped room excuse me, where you guys were kind of able to deduce that this is probably the top of the square or the spire-shaped tower, the one that doesn't have the R on it. Inside the middle of this room, you guys found a large crystal ball-esque item surging with purple energy. Zaris, shaped, who is now currently shaped as a earth elemental, went up and grabbed it, and as she grabbed it, she heard pretty much all the screaming and torment of all the fungus creatures. After she grabbed the crystal ball, the fungus pillar that was holding it up meshed back into a different form, which you guys see this tentacle Cthulhu-esque angel creature with a scythe.
Right. Now I remember.
And that's where we are now. No talk, no roleplay. This thing means business. Everyone, roll me initiative.
Hey. Hey. Let's go.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Elias rolled a 5.
Stand by.
Plus 1 is a 6. I'm math good.
He's writing down numbers.
Mm-hmm. I gotta roll a couple initiatives, you know?
He's doing maths. A couple initiatives?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. We're in danger.
Oh my gosh. So I'm in a Strahd game that I play once a month for context for everyone that's listening. But when we were playing yesterday, that could have been so bad.
That would have been awful.
All
for some candy.
I repeatedly, during the encounters that we had yesterday, I was just like, I'm in danger.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you so meme-y? All right. Anyone above a 20?
No. Nair.
All right. 19.
19.
Come on.
In there. In there.
18, 17, 16.
16.
16.
Yes, both got 16. Who
gets actually, technically, I got a 15 because if I'm using the creature's dex, I have a -1. So.
Okay, that solves that question.
16! Bonk time.
Bonkosaurus Rex.
Exactly.
Time to bonk.
Bonk! Anybody before we battle, would you like ye old candy?
I'm good. Thank all right. you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are those sour?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's like, wait a minute.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these are...
Ye old sour candies.
Ye old sour candy.
They're very good.
Plus one to lemon fish.
I just saw a Jolly Rancher, and I was like, ah, that sucks.
These?
Fire.
Mm-hmm. They're good, and they're chewy.
Mm-hmm. And some other people...
Jolly Rancher, give us
other people.
Money.
Don't fucking worry about it, all right? I'll take care of you.
Other what's with other people?
Yeah.
Fabrizio's back, dude.
Nah, he's busy. He's doing other things.
Oh, great.
A normal guy.
So
a normal guy.
Oh no! If Don Fortuna shows up right now, it's gonna be
hey. No. So at the top of the order, we've got a lair action.
No.
Oh my god.
From the fungus wall that's emanating around you guys see two of these weird, kind of ball-like creatures with masks and these long halberds pop out of the wall. And they join your Cthulhu angel guy at the end.
They're attached to the wall?
No, they pop out. They basically form from out of the wall.
Oh, gotcha.
From the windows? To the walls.
I feel like I could show you a picture. It's a chokehold?
All these peasants crawl.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Motherfucker.
Thou
yeet. Thou yeet, yeet, yeet. Mother lover.
God damn it.
This is all pent up. We haven't played in a while.
Just get it all out now.
Yep.
Anyway, fun fact from the table while
like
he's
that.
Doing stuff. I just want everyone to know
you
that
know what they look like.
co-host of this podcast and host of Hops and Notes, Danny Gutierrez, he organizes his dice by dice type and not by dice collection.
The set, yeah.
And it drives me nuts. And I hate having to look at it.
I like literally put it right in between.
Awesome. You mean like
you have everything in one
wait,
set?
Wait. You mean like all D20s together?
Yeah.
All D20s together.
Yeah, so do I.
I hate it.
Why?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because then I can go look. That one didn't roll good. I'm gonna grab another one.
Yeah, I also can't.
What is wrong with you?
I can't do it by set because this one like these are slightly bigger and it won't fit all seven in one. So this one has to be
See. You're mingling all yours together and they're touching each other. So that's not good. Whereas like the D20s are nice here and like
touch.
Loving each other. Brent, okay.
Yeah, it's a free love. It's a real free love type.
It is.
We good?
Yeah. Just had to put me on blast.
I did.
So,
solidarity.
A little creepy guys are going to hold their actions until something happens.
Got it.
Top of the order. Amon.
Yay. Those new boys look hostile towards us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
awesome. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're real hostile.
I'm just going to aim for the big one, the one in the middle.
How are you going to aim for?
Witch bolt.
They said witch bolt. Cereal?
It's a bowl of cereal.
Roll it up.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know if you were waiting for me to do something. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 will hit.
Beautiful. Take. Not that much. 2 lightning damage.
Okay. They will take 2 lightning damage.
And how far are they from us?
They are... I would say Zaris is actually closest in the room. She's probably about 20, 30 feet from them. You guys are probably about 40 feet together.
I'm gonna get close to Zaris and stand next to her.
Yeah, you see she's got this magical bully thing in her hands.
Great.
That you go, sir?
That is it. So that's all I can do.
Excellent. Siegfried.
You know what it is. I'm gonna bonus action to rage.
He's mad.
I'm angry. I'm going to do something a little different. I am going to bonk the little guy on the right.
What? Not going for the big guys?
No.
I'm going to bonk Elias.
He's standing next to me, and you know what?
If something
needs to die.
So as you get close to the guy on the right, please give me a con save.
I knew it.
As you get close to it...
I threw it here.
What? No, Elias, he's away from you now.
You're
away from me.
Yeah, I went.
Oh, my bad.
Oops, sorry.
As you get close to him, you start seeing that it actually has like this weird aura of spores around it.
Oh, shit. Of course. That is a 12.
12 will pass.
Yay!
You're free to bonk your heart's content.
Okay,
or until you have no more attacks.
That's twice, but that is to my heart's content. Attack number one. That is woohoo! That is max damage for 17 points.
Nice.
By the gods, he didn't like that.
He sure didn't. He's not gonna like the second one either.
I don't think he will.
That's another 8.
Death's door, but still alive.
Okay, I'm done. Oh, that will be reckless attacking after this. Frenzy.
All right.
Dungeons and Dragons.
He's dungeoning and he's dragoning.
And I am bonkering.
As, sir. At the end of your turn, as you enter its space, it's going to make attacks on you, sir. Two spear attacks. That's 21. Excellent. 4 points of slashing. That's only 7 to hit. They're not super good. He just happened to catch you as you came up on him. That is that one's go. Zaris, the elemental, it is your go. What's your plan?
Do they seem reacting to the fact that I'm holding this sphere?
Oh, yeah. That's what kind of caused everything to happen.
Sure. But I mean, like, are they, like, is it, like, can I make a perception check to, like, check to see, like, are they afraid that I'm holding it?
You can roll me an insight, but it's going to be very difficult.
It's like when you're holding food and a dog, you're just going, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be difficult because the two small guys are wearing masks and you cannot see the Cthulhu thing's face.
I don't know shit. I got a 10.
Just in rock.
Who's farthest away from them?
Elias. He has not moved yet.
Okay, because I technically don't have any of my stuff on me. So, will this cost me my action, or can I use it as a free action to chuck it to...
The ball?
The ball. To Elias.
Where are you exactly in the room, Elias? Would you have walked in by now?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe we all walked in together.
Before?
But I would say that he's in the back room while everybody...
Yeah, if he's like, the furthest away. Like, I want to get the ball... Like, I'm playing keep away.
Are you... All right, if you're willing to make athletics checks between the two of you guys to catch this giant orb.
Totally.
Can I help?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're not near her.
So you're throwing the ball to me.
Hmm?
You're
mm-hmm.
throwing the orb. You're open. I'm open. Hold on. Less than 9
to okay.
So, 11.
What'd you get?
30-20.
Yay!
In this form, I get a plus 5 to athletics.
Nice.
So, the throw, impeccable. He's over. You almost like you'd use your rock arm and use it like a catapult. It swings all the way backwards and tosses towards Elias. Elias was not expecting for it to come that fast as he sees your intent to throw it, but then it goes woof and it catches him right in the chest. And you kind of do the football fumble where you're like shit, shit, but then you grab out into it last second.
Nice.
Whew. I would say just because it was cool, that would be a free action. You still have your turn.
Beautiful. I am going to approach the angel and make 2 slam attacks.
Give me a constitution save.
Is this poison damage?
It is considered... I closed the page. Did someone
There's
score? It is considered poison.
I am immune to poison.
Oh. So, don't worry about it.
Nice.
You may make attacks if you like.
Beautiful. Nat 20?
Let's go!
Okay.
For the first one.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Bonk, Asaurus, Rex, let's go.
Big bonk.
That is...
Big bonk of dog.
28 points of damage
by
the first one.
Gods!
How much?
28 for the first one.
Oh,
damn.
Okay.
All right,
Alicia.
All right,
second one.
That
still
was a
good.
Lot.
24.
That'll hit.
Beautiful. Let's see. And let's see to the end. Roll well for me, baby. 18 points.
Excellent. Good damage.
Thank you. Can I do anything else? The ground underneath us, is it earth and or stone?
It is stone.
I'm going to burrow 10 feet underground.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
She casts a gopher.
Yeah.
She casts a gopher.
Can I use Diglett? Diglett.
Diglett, use dig. Okay.
Super
well, good thing you left because it is the angel's turn.
He's still there. Yeah.
Siegfried
oh,
is still there. Siegfried.
Yeah.
Give me a. I gotta make sure what save this is.
Come on, Dex.
Oh no, it's I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not Dex.
Damn it! Come on, strength or constitution.
The animal.
Wait, is
Dex
your highest? Is Dex your highest?
No, I get advantage on Dex.
Danger sense.
Danger sense.
Gotcha.
It is a wisdom save.
Fuck.
Balls.
That is not what I wanted.
You literally named half of them.
Yeah, right?
Could you give me one?
Oh, sorry. I got lost in stuff.
The sauce.
The sauce.
That's a 10.
10 is going... to fail.
Yeah, of course it is.
You are charmed.
Ah. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute now.
Not so fast.
Let you do that, Starbuck.
I want to say I can't be charmed while I'm raging. But I don't remember if that's...
I know you cannot be frightened. I don't know if the charm...
I don't know if that's kicked in.
Oh, no. You dispel the charm condition if you rage.
Yeah.
He's already raging.
Yeah.
I know because we ran into this problem on my level. Where he got charmed and then he just went into a rage and it dispelled the...
No, he was still charmed that whole time.
One second. I gotta find it.
But he's already raging.
Yeah, mindless rage, you can't be charmed or frightened while raging.
Excellent.
Ha ha, sucker!
Okay. Hell yeah.
I knew it was one of those. I was like, I know I can't. I can go out of a charm by raging, or if I'm raging, I can't be charmed because
Okay. It's just gonna attack you then.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
So it pulls out the scythe from behind itself and...
Oh, wait, no, never mind. Charm me.
Please!
Wait, no, wait, sorry.
He said charm me, daddy.
Charm me, mummy.
Playing too much Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be... That's going to be... Everyone stop. 27 to hit.
Oh, my God.
No, it misses.
Yeah, right. That's a total miss.
So the slashing damage will be 11 slashing.
Okay.
And we roll this necrotic. Oof.
But your radiance, you take half of it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not necrotic.
Not necrotic.
Oh, no.
I take full necrotic. I did half already from
that. 11. 19 points of necrotic.
Actually, wow. God damn.
Kind of low. Going to make another attack. That's cocked. That is still a 17.
Yeah, I thought I hit.
Okay. Slashing damage will be 8 slashing.
Okay.
I trust you to do math. 7. Ooh, 15. 20. 23. 25.
What the?
29 necrotic.
What the? Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
How are you looking?
Oh shit, that was the wrong way.
And then it's gonna fly 30 feet up. You do not get attack of opportunity. As its wings, almost this fungal, feathery apparatus on its back, flaps down, and just the pressure of it is enough to keep you off of it.
Whew! Dear God, okay.
Leave your gods out of this. They're not here to help you.
Okay.
Elias!
I go. So, can I get a sit rep on where everybody is in space?
Mm-hmm. So right now, Cthulhu-esque creature, 30 feet directly up.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the floor where it was, these two weird short mast things with their axes. One on the right has Siegfried directly in front of it. A little bit, right next to him is Zaris as the elemental. A little bit farther back, 20 feet. Is Amon, and you're about another 20 feet back, so 40 feet from where everything's happening.
Okay. I'm going to first use a level 1 spell slot.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Bless.
Bless.
I'm going to bless myself. I'm going to bless Siegfried. And...
Let me make this really easy for you. Do you have to see someone to cast Bless on them?
Mm-hmm.
You can't see.
Oh yeah, she's underground.
I'm underground.
She's John Cena right now.
I'm fucking John Cena.
It's bless up to 3 creatures of my choice within range.
What's the range? 60?
30.
Oh yeah, you still can't. I'm too far away.
Okay.
Well, he can move forward.
Yeah, if he's the assumption
he steps up.
Yeah,
I know. Like, I guess
I'm trying to make this easy for you.
I know.
I'm assuming you moved up by us.
You're a tank, dude. I'm gonna first move up. Let me kind of retcon that. I'm gonna move up next to Siegfried. So if I was 40 feet back, I'm gonna move up to.
So you're 10 feet behind him.
Mm-hmm, I'm 10 feet behind him right now. I'm going to burn a spell slot. I'm going to cast Bless on myself, on Siegfried, and Earth Elemental Zaris. And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to Vow of Enmity on the Angel of Death.
Okay.
And that's my go.
Excellent. That is your go at the bottom or the top of the order. Lair action once again.
Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, uh-huh.
Another
fuck
3
you and your lair action.
Of these creatures pop up.
3?
Did I stutter?
What the?
Trace.
All right.
Oh. Boss.
At the same time, but they are going to pop out all around our guy Amon. Oh. Yeah, they like freaking... the goops from the ooze, Ivan Ooze's goops that appear from nowhere, just whoosh. There's a deep cut for you guys if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
Anyone?
You mean Dark Side in the X-Men movies?
No, Ivan Ooze, sir.
Yeah, I know, but that's what everybody compared him to that because he looked like shit.
Oh, I get it.
I'll shut up.
He's sorry for everything.
I'm sorry for everything.
You don't have to be
sorry. I'm
sorry
for existing.
Two of them are going to make attacks against you, sir.
Go ahead.
That is 13.
Nerd.
All right, second attack. That's a nat 20.
No.
Nerd.
Narb.
Narb.
Can I just say
Narb?
No?
Yeah, you see, you see, it goes for a high swing, misses, and you're like, ha! You're like, comes back with a vengeance. That's going to be 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And give me a con save, sir.
Got it.
Since you're right next to him.
How close do I have to be to you?
I'm 10 feet away from Supri.
And me.
Yeah.
So am I in your bubble or no?
Are you in my bubble?
I would say yeah.
Am I?
Because he's 10 feet away from him and you were 20 feet away from Siegfried, so he's in the middle.
I just wasn't sure what his
feet. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm on the edge.
Glory.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, Nat 20 is us back.
You're good.
Woo! Nice.
Nothing happened. He sounds so defeated. He's just like, you're good.
What? What are you talking about? I'm winning right now. I got one more creature to beat up on him right now.
Yeah. I don't like how he said that.
What? That I'm winning?
That he's winning?
First attack, I thought
we were doing
good. 14 doesn't hit?
No.
I didn't think so. He whiffs both attacks.
Hell yeah.
So now there's two by Siegfried and Underground Zaris. There's three by Amaa.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the order is Amaa.
Zaris punched the angel, correct?
Mm-hmm. The angel?
And I punched the one on the right. That's hurt.
It's super fucking hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I am going to bonus action Starlight Step to end up next to Siegfried, facing the one on the left.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit it with the old rapier.
Go ahead.
That is a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
Again?
A dirty one.
The dirtiest of 20s.
Filthy, even.
Nasty. Can you see while you're underground? Do you have, like, tremor sense or anything? Okay, I was wondering. If he came up, like, underneath them.
31 points of damage.
By the gods, almost dead.
Yeah. I'm going to stay there. I probably could have killed it if I could have used the fire, but fire's action to do that.
Fire!
You're not fired up right now?
I'm not.
Excellent. After that, it is Siegfried.
I'm going to bonus action use my enhanced potion of healing because your boy is real, real hurt.
Drink it up.
I don't know what is the...
You gotta roll a d20.
D20?
And then I'll tell you depending on how high that number is.
Real high.
That is a 4.
Yeah, it's 2d6s instead of 2d4s.
Okay.
2d6 plus 2. Let's go.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 10.
Hey, that's something.
That's something. Okay. And homeboy is flying above me?
Yes, 30 feet.
Hmm. Okay.
How high can you jump?
I don't...
He's not a herring on.
I have a short sword. And I kind of want to chuck it at him.
Okay, I'll say...
I love that.
Okay, so short swords aren't meant to be thrown. They don't have a range. I'm going to say make me a dexterity-based attack with disadvantage.
Okay, maybe I don't want to do that. Because
it takes some finesse to, like...
Yeah, because that's what I was trying to think of. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like if I just...
Yeah, because you can use strength, but you might just throw it like the hilt first.
It just hits. He's like, all right. You know what? I'm just gonna attack the one in front of me. It's almost dead anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
That's what I'm gonna do instead.
Dwindle the numbers a ye bit.
That is a 17 to hit.
17 will hit this. Yes.
That is 6 points of damage.
6 points?
Yes.
It is dead.
Okay.
Kill the one in front of me.
Yeah, then the one on the left, I'm also going to.
No, it's just
hit.
I'm going to be winning.
Do it.
That is a dirty 21.
Oh, yeah. These guys aren't heavily armored.
And that is 15 points of damage.
It is also dead.
Nice.
Yeah. So the two in front of you guys have been dispatched. The three in the back are still there.
Are you rolling
with
black? No. I should have been doing
he
that.
He doesn't need it.
I don't need it. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for reminding me. I need it. All right. Yeah,
okay. Zaris.
That is my go. Oh, wait.
Wait.
Oh, wait. You got something else?
I have three attacks.
Ooh. You're going to move up?
Because you're doing the thing.
I'm going to attempt to throw the short sword.
All right.
Because I got nothing else and he's above me.
You've heard my rules.
Yeah, because it's... Okay, wait. So if I were to jump and try to swipe at it...
Can you jump 30 feet?
I don't know.
I don't think you could... I don't think you have a 30-foot vertical.
No, but I mean, the Great Axe has a 5-foot reach. If that helps anything.
I don't think you have a 25-foot vertical.
You know what? All right. Whatever, Robin.
You're strong. We're not that strong.
We can do the math. I don't think you have it. Because I'm pretty sure the math to do it, you have to have it for standing. Yeah.
Fucking you have space to be able jam. Yeah.
All right. Just dexterity, right?
Yep.
Okay.
With bless,
that's with right. Bless.
At disadvantage.
At disadvantage.
But you attack with advantage, so doesn't they just cancel out?
If you go recklessly.
Oh,
you have to say if you're going to do reckless at the beginning of
yeah,
your turn.
No,
yeah,
no, yeah.
All had to have been, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I fucking tried, dude.
Hey, you know what? leave it up to the dice gods. I'm going to hit this asshole with the short sword. Oh, that would have been sweet.
What's the lowest?
That is a 12.
So Siegfried takes out this short sword from this pack, yeets it, looks like a good throw, it's hilt end hits him.
Damn it!
King, king, falls to the ground. It like bounces off the head of like the dead one that you just killed, but nothing happens.
That's my
goal. I mean, not bad for disadvantage and bless.
It was 14 and a 9, I was like, ah, shit.
Zaris.
Oh, I like it. So two of them are dead, or down.
They're dead.
Okay. And then...
I left three back there.
There's three. How far away is this guy?
Like 10 feet. They're by Elias right now. Or Amon.
Say less.
No, Amon moved.
Amon moved so I step next to me.
So the closest one is Elias.
But the closest creatures, how far away are they?
It's about 10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah.
Say less.
Ooh. She's gonna dig a tunnel.
I'm going to dig under them.
Okay.
I'm going to pop up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna make one attack on each.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're gonna pull them down in the depths with you.
Ah! No.
Give them the ye olde badger treatment.
Yeah.
Oh, so high.
Roll for go.
Yeah. That would have been smart. 21 plus. Yeah, 29.
To hit?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. <It's>, yeah.
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 You are a problem that needs to be dealt with.
No.
No.
15 points of bludgeoning damage.
By the god, still alive.
On one? Alright.
Yep.
And the other one.
Another one.
Another
one.
20.
Yeah, yeah.
Six?
Okay.
Yeah.
26
to hit.
I think it's anything over 20.
If it's above a 20, you're good.
I rolled a 17, a 2, and then it's plus 8.
8.
Ooh, pretty.
Be scared.
17
to the second one?
Yeah.
All right.
And then, yeah, I'm just going to get in between. So I'm engaging with them so he can...
But you say you have three attacks.
No,
yeah.
I have two.
Okay, because there's three of them there.
Well, it's fine.
Okay.
I thought that there were left.
Don't worry about the poison. That is your go. After Zaris, it is the angel. She...
Is just thinking like the Slayer yell.
So you're there. You're not there. You're there. You two give me dex saves.
Who? What?
Them two.
Oh, okay.
And we're not in his...
You're in my bubble? Are you 10 feet away from me? Yeah, you
mean... Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Holding you at three.
At three, you're and saved. Then just bless apply, yes, for
bless
save?
Applies
not the saves.
Not saves.
To not saves. Wait. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before...
Oh, never mind. I'm a liar.
Ooh.
whenever Telekinon comes.
Liar. Liar.
Yeah. Yeah, I bless that.
Nice.
Okay. So, plus 3, 19. Plus 2, 21.
21?
19.
19? You guys both save. You'll take half of this. As... I need more d6s. 10, 12... 22... 30 points of fire damage cut in half for both of you guys as a fireball emitted from this angel of death falls down upon you guys.
Okay. So how many?
15. That's already halved. Elias, give me a... What would it be? Sleight of hand check as you jump out of the way to hold on to this orb.
Oh, yeah, it's fuck. That's okay. Right.
Check. Okay, sleight of hand... 17.
17? You keep hold of it. Yeah, just straight. Yeah,
protect
over
the rock.
Yeah, yeah, over the end zone line. Flip forward. Yep. Excellent. That is. What does it have? Anything else? It does, but not yet. Elias, that's your go.
Is the angel down now?
No, still fine. Can't touch the stone.
Okay.
Now stop. A little bit of RP now.
So, Elias taking that damage and seeing kind of the chaos that's ensuing, kind of something triggers inside of his brain, and he activates his first Echo Knight ability, which is Manifest Echo, using a bonus action.
Where are you placing it?
So, this thing is going to jump out. Doesn't really know what it is, but it's just kind of like... It almost acts... It has a mind of its own based on the battlefield conditions, and it just kind of is a manifestation of... everything that Elias used to stand for, it springs out of him, and it's gonna go. Are there any like little peon grunt guys?
Yeah.
How far away?
About 10 feet.
It's three of them. Okay. It's gonna spring out in the middle of them, and it's gonna take and it's gonna start swinging.
Ha. You brothers of evil will not find any purchase here. Prepare to be struck down as this creature, ball of light, almost like a golden Elias, comes out and starts to banter with the...
Oh, nothing.
You have a question?
No.
Banter with the creatures. And he says, prepare to be cleansed.
So you could say he's the golden god?
He's a guy.
Dennis Reynolds?
Dennis Reynolds.
The golden god.
I'm a 5-star man.
Okay, so yeah, you guys just see a golden envisioning of Elias pops out with its own mental capacity.
What
talking
the
to
hell?
This. Yeah.
That's new. When did you learn to do that, Elias? Oh, wait, no.
Rock.
Rock, earth.
We will rock you.
So, as an Echo Knight, I'm going to choose to make an attack from that position.
Roll it
so
up.
So that thing, that part of me.
So
I guess.
You got two hurt ones and a fresh guy. Who are you gonna hit?
It's first gonna go for the hurt one.
All right.
I'm assuming it's blessed because
if you're blessed, it uses your attack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So attack numero uno. Okay, so that would be 19.
That'll hit, yeah.
Okay. 19. It's gonna make its first attack against the hurt one.
Okay, roll me damage.
Cool. Let's do it. So that is 6 points of damage.
6 points. Not dead, but hurt.
And then it's gonna make a second attack on the same creature. Number two. Okay. That's a little bit better. So this is 17 on the die.
That'll hit.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Should I be doing anything else with blast?
Should I be smiting?
No, not quite.
He's saving them.
Okay, never mind. Alright, that's better. So that's 10 points of damage.
Ooh. Dead.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's cool. go.
What would you ever do without me? As he turns around and looks at you.
What the hell are you?
I'm you, but better.
I'm the best one here.
Not anymore.
Silence.
You silence. Since I've been here, I've already killed a creature. What have you done today?
You're the best part of me, so
still
takes one to know one.
Still the best.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Siegfried grabs his axe and just
just straight into his own forehead. His own. Maybe I can split myself into two.
How did he die? We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
We're
No. We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about
Elias is clearly confused.
Yeah.
Like real Elias is clearly like, what just happened?
Real Elias?
Mm-hmm. Which one's the real? No, I'm kidding.
The one that's not gold.
I know. I'm being a dumb rock, okay?
After your go, it is top of the order. Four more little guys show up.
Four?
Yeah. That's what I rolled, yeah. You sensing a pattern here?
No, I'm just scared.
That is Amon. So over in the front section where our angel person is flying, again, another four, this time from out of the wall.
Jesus
again.
Jesus Christ. Sweet.
Who is that?
I don't know. Are they going to do anything, or are they
they're too
out?
Far away.
I love that for me. Amon's going to have a moment. Like a small flashback, if you will. And he's gonna turn to Siegfried and go, "Throw me."
Okay.
You're just gonna have to toss me.
Yeah.
Tell the elf.
I am acting. He's activating yield flame rapier, and I'm having him eat me.
You know what? Your guys' turn is right after each other, so yeah. I'll allow for a combo turn right now.
Okay.
So you can use your action to toss him on up in the air.
Okay.
You're going to have to do an athletics check.
Okay.
I'm on a acrobatics check.
I love that.
It's going to, I'm just being straight up, it's going to try to hit you out of the air when it comes towards you.
Okay.
But if your guys' roll, the average of your guys' roll is higher than its roll, you just get your attack off.
I think they should get advantage because they practiced this special before.
Oh, that's a good point.
And
this is with Bless, right?
They've practiced. Practiced the fast.
I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's with Bless, yeah.
But if it's a check, I don't think it is.
I don't know. Not with a check.
It's not a check.
It's only it's for a saved attack.
You make this mistake every time.
I know we do.
Describe to me the setup, and I'll say whether or not it gets advantage.
Describe it real fucking good.
So the idea is I'm going to basically become like a pinball. Just go straight into, the torso area, trying to hit it in the chest. It's going to be straight up, like...
Yeah, I would assume.
You know, he's got the hand net going, and he's just going to geek me, like...
For some reason, when you said pin needle, I thought less of Fossifall Special, and more like Mr. Incredible throwing Mrs. Incredible. High needle there.
He cannot do that.
No, not like that. We're setting it up, like, when he tells me, like, last time...
More like directly underneath of it?
Yeah, directly underneath, like we did last time. Throwing him.
Nah, that sounded pretty basic. It's going to be a flat roll. Yeah, a chance to make it snazzy.
We're good. All right. Acrobatics.
Come on.
I tried, guys.
That is a 19.
That is a 27.
19 plus 27 is
a lot.
So many.
54.
Stop just saying
one
numbers.
70 billion.
Yeah.
92.
How much? You have to say numbers. What was it again? 29?
27 plus 19.
Plus 19.
27 plus 19.
That's a 23.
It's 23, so it has to be to 23.
Come on!
Oh, it's 22. Or it's divided.
Yeah, it's average.
It's the average. Oh, it's cocked, but it almost looked like a natural 20.
Oh, oh man. Thank you for the cock?
Nice cock.
What did he say?
God damn it.
I've been playing too much Baldur's Gate 3, right? I'm trying to hoarding everything and it's just spilling into my normal life.
Well, this is going to feel a little better. It's a 25.
Oh, fuck.
A 16 plus
9.
Yeah. So, Mon, I will say you can still try to get an attack, but it's going to hit you on your way down.
That's fine. I'm going to try to hit it. That is 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
Can I aim for the wing?
Yes, asking a lot of me.
Well, I mean, you're doing a lot to us. It's flying above us.
Yeah, if I'm not going to get like all up in it, I might as well try to bring it down. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Poke in the wing.
Okay.
Give it a poke.
I'm gonna say roll to attack again. I'm gonna increase its DC by a little bit since you're trying to hit a specific part of it.
Uh-huh. 23.
Okay, you hit it. Damn it.
Yeah. 23.
You were saying?
I know I don't get sneak attack on this anyway, it's but fine. Yeah. Okay, so fire damage is 6. Hell yeah, plus 13 pokey damage. So 19 total.
13 pokey.
6 fire.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, you hit it. Instead of taking an attack action as it starts to fall, it's going to try to take you down with it. Okay. Roll me a contested strength check. You better roll well.
Is it a nat 20?
No. Oh. It's 11. I was just laughing because, yeah, it always gonna feel it.
Yeah.
So it, as you slash into its wings, you hear this weird guttural, almost uncomprehensible yell come from it. And as you kind of go past it, it catches your leg. And as it starts to fall, it's going to use you to brace itself. You guys are both gonna take.
Now, here's what we're gonna do.
Oh, dang.
We're burning another starlight stone to get out of its hand.
Where do you go?
Next to Sigmund.
Just back down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I love it. It's gonna take another 11 bludgeoning damage as it falls to the ground.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Nice.
That'll do.
As soon as you said it flies up, and I was like, come on, 30 feet, because that's the most I can fucking come back down.
I was... It has so much more flying speed, too.
Get back down here and let me kill you!
I say you have a bonus action left of your duo turn.
Okay. I'm going to bonus action... also drink my potion of healing.
Exactly. As you throw him up, you immediately uncork. It's like one of those scenes where you don't see what's happening above. You just see Siegfried standing there, uncorks it. He jumps down right next to you, and all of a sudden you just see the creature fall to the ground in front of you guys. Yeah, go for it.
What is it? What is the potion?
2d4.
2d4 plus 2.
Plus 2, okay. that's 7.
Not bad, not bad.
I'll take it. Okie doke. So that is my turn then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your guys' this weird combo turn.
Hey, you know what? We got it down. It's on the ground. That's all that matters.
Zaris, it is your go.
Where is the angel?
Next to him. In front of them.
It fell down feet, by like 20
feet from it.
Is it prone?
It is prone.
Let me at it.
Okay.
All right. I run at it like straight, like literally like the Hulk with Loki in the first Avenger, just wah wah wah.
The one goon you were fighting earlier is gonna take attack of opportunity. Don't worry about it.
Dope. I haul ass over there, and I'm going to make 2. Slam attacks.
Okay.
And I roll with advantage because it's prone.
It's prone, yes. I'm aware.
No, I was just asking. I was double checking. 21.
Yeah. Come on and slam.
Oh, beautiful. 21 for the first hit.
By the gods. Okay. That's a lot of damage.
I rolled really high on my d8s.
No, that's a lot of damage. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, it's gonna hit.
Okay.
You trust me?
Like, yeah.
I rolled an 18. I have plus 3 and a plus 8.
Okay, I just did.
This is our moment
right now. Yeah. I'm the big boy now.
Right?
Yeah, right?
15 for the second one.
Okay.
And can I try to drag it underground with my burrowing? I want to use my movement. Even if it's half movement,
You would have to grapple it. And that would take an action. Yeah.
Alright, fair enough. That's my go.
Excellent.
How's it looking?
It's pretty hurt. But not dead. It's not bloodied by any means. It's
on the floor.
It's on the floor. Not enjoying its life. It is its turn. You burrowed again?
No, I didn't burrow.
Oh, you didn't burrow.
I was going to, but I couldn't take it with me, so I'm still standing.
All up in the
scene. All up in its guts.
It's Cthulhu tentacles.
Speaking of guts.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's
why.
Elton John. Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm gay. I know who Elton John is.
I'm not gay. I know who Elton John is.
I'm not gay. I love Elton John.
I love that song.
Elton John is just the truth.
Known by all gays. They know him personally.
The gays and the guys.
I will all be there.
He said.
Alright, how is she going
to? It's gonna hit you. I don't know. Sorry, the Elton John comment caught me off. Does a natural 20 hit? Yeah, I'm sure it does. About time. God damn.
DM's revenge.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Holy
it was the straw die, too.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, great, cool.
Cool story.
Fucking great.
6, 8, 12, 16 points of slashing.
Is it done with a magical weapon?
Yes, it is.
Alright. How many?
16 slashing.
Beautiful.
And then... then... Oof. 13... Fucking... 20... 29... 37... 42... 48
Bueller.
Of necrotic damage.
Bueller.
How are you? How you doing?
Bueller.
Honestly, that was the first hit to bring me under triple digit hit points.
Oh my god.
Suck my dick.
Well, I got one more attack, so it's not going to be as high. 16 on the die plus 9.
That hits.
Okay. At least I get to hit you. 2.
He's mad.
6.
He just wanted to hit.
I thought this was gonna be scary. Okay.
Oh,
he was like, oh, awesome. Yeah. 10 points of slashing, plus another 11. 15. 26 points of.
So 36 total.
Yes.
Holy shit.
You're lucky you're a rock. After the creature's turn, it is Elias.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
I'm so scared for what's about to happen. Okay. Elias is gonna yell out to his echo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're so tough, help me with this thing now. And he's gonna go and first let's pop an action surge.
Yes.
Before we get too far,
mm-hmm.
Are you planning to attack with this giant spear thing in your hands? It takes two hands to hold this thing. It's big.
Mm,
so
yes,
you would have
I
to
do.
Put it down.
I'm gonna put it down.
Okay. He puts it down.
Okay.
Let me think.
And wait a minute. I know it's not my turn, but I just gotta ask, like,
yeah?
Is this thing glass? Like, it'll break?
It's clear.
Hit that mother effer with it.
Just yeet it at him?
No, just hit him in the head with
it. Wait, so I'll back up. Where am I in space? I'm so asphyxiated on what I want to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But considering now I have this like big glass football in my hand.
Mm-hmm. You are still...
Where am I?
10 feet back from the rest of the group. Right now there's a two injured goons in the middle. Then Amon, Siegfried, and Zaris on the other side of them. In front of them is the Cthulhu angel. So you're up way on the other side of the whole group.
Could I hypothetically roll the thing without using an action? Put it down and like roll it?
Roll it where?
Roll it towards Amon. No.
Like bowling?
It's gonna go
like,
right by it.
Yeah, it's gonna go right by the goons.
So I'm nowhere close to anybody that can just like hold my beer really quickly.
No. Oh, and on the other side of Cthulhu is four more along the wall. Of those creatures.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Can you just put it in your bag?
It's too big.
Oh, it's tough.
Like I said, you have to hold it with two hands.
Ah, yeah.
It was kind of small for Zaris because she is a big rock creature. For Elias, it's like he's cradling it.
I'm about to open up a metric. Fuck ton of whoop ass on this thing. I need somebody to hold this. I need somebody to like cradle this thing while I execute this.
I mean, he walks by Zaris, right?
He's on the far side. It's him, goons, you guys, Cthulhu, more goons.
But if he were to walk and then hand it to us, what about?
Yeah. Is there any? As I approach the creature, how far away is the creature?
They're like 10, 15.
But that would be his action, right?
Well, movement. I would
use
movement.
To hand it to him.
No, I say that's for free action.
Reaction?
If he can get to you guys and not throw it at you guys.
I'm going to approach the creature, and as I'm approaching it...
The two goons? Because you're in between the goons.
Hmm.
So it's you, goons, them, creature on the other side, more goons on the far side.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to swap places with my Echo.
Okay, so you're on the other side. Yeah, you're on the side of goons, okay.
Yeah.
He says, he looks around confused.
Yeah.
Why would you do such a thing?
I have bigger fish to fry.
I am not acquainted with this phrase of... What do you mean fish? Well, there's no body of water here.
Stay there whatever you want.
Do we have to go through this again? I'm you! So yeah, now the echo is holding it now.
Yeah. I'm doing that.
Wait, you handed it to the echo?
You trade places with the echo.
Yeah, I'm trading places with the echo. So that now puts me kind of, you know...
With the group kind of, yeah.
Yeah, not impeded, but... And I'm going to approach the angel now.
Okay.
And I am going to... Let's see... I'm going to pop an action surge.
Okay.
And I'm going to make my first attack.
Okay.
Let's see.
Give him the chair.
I'm going to give him the chair.
I don't know why that looks so familiar.
Oh, and I have advantage because I have...
Val of Enmity.
So...
Boy.
Let me... Okay, I might need that. Let's see.
Whoa.
Okay. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 will hit.
Okay, cool. I'm going to roll an attack. Nice. That is max damage, so 15 points of damage on the first.
Okay.
I'm going to cast a Bless, a second level spell slot Bless. Or I'm sorry, no, that's what we're talking about. Smite.
Okay.
So I'm going to burn a second level Smite.
Take that spell slot off. It is immune to radiant damage.
Oh,
that's terrible.
It's an angel.
Of death.
Of stupid.
Your mom's immune to radiant damage.
She might be, I don't know.
your mom has a son.
Zara says 4 points of psychic damage to the DM.
Okay.
cast Diz.
It's a vicious mockery. It's a vicious
mockery. That's fine. I'm still going to hit you with 50 points of damage.
That's fine.
And I'm going to roll for my second turn.
Go for it.
Okay. So, one. Okay, does, let's see, 15 on the die before modifiers hit?
So you have like a plus 8. Yeah, that hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, cool. Second attack. Second attack. Nice, more max damage. Another 15 points.
My God.
I'm going to burn a first level spell slot. I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite, which is thunder damage.
Isn't that a bonus action?
It is.
You didn't use bonus action to switch places with your guy?
It's... So, you tell me, the Manifest Echo, to bring forth the Echo, is a bonus action, but to teleport with it, I don't know if that's actually...
Let's look up the sacred text!
It's called Manifest Echo, and there's kind of three things that come with it.
As a bonus action, you can teleport magically swapping places.
So I've already used my bonus action, so I cannot burn that spell slot. So it's just going to take 15.
Yeah, it hurt.
Okay, cool.
Ow.
Okay, so that was extra attack. Now, action surge damage, so now I get two more.
Yeah, I'm cool. Aware.
Let's do it. Okay. First one.
Fuck him up!
19 plus 4.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go.
That's pretty
good. 9 points.
Okay.
Fourth attack.
He says,
come on now.
Ooh.
18 plus 1, 19 on the die.
Yep.
Let's see. 11 points.
Okay. You see at this point, the Echo has put the sphere down and is using it like a footstool, like Captain Morgan it. Wow. Put its foot on top of it. It's still holding it.
Let's see.
I am not some errand boy.
Could I use... I've just done my fourth attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I... Okay. That's my
turn. I was going to say, I can't imagine you have anything else to do.
It's been a year.
I wanted to unleash it. It's been swimming for so long. It's okay. And there. Those are my... That's my go.
Five more creatures at the top of the turn. This time, by your echo.
Okay. Oh no. Not okay.
How far away is the echo from me?
Now?
Yeah.
About 20 feet.
Okay.
Do they have... Nah, I've been letting them go at... Actually, no, they're supposed to be going at the top of the order. I've been forgetting about them. They're just all hanging out. So... Five are going to descend on you three over here.
You said the echo, liar.
Well, there's five by you guys. There's two in the middle still.
I thought it was four.
Four over there by you guys. Two in the middle. Five by the echo.
Got it.
We're good?
Yes.
Good.
I was like, wait, where did five come from?
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Five by the echo. Four by you guys.
Got it.
See, two are going to come after Zaris. That is 13, probably not going to hit.
No, that misses.
18?
That is.
Yeah. That is, I should just know this by heart by now. 7 points of damage from one.
Okay.
Second one's going to take attacks at you. That's going to hit because it's the same roll.
Okay.
Another 6 points of damage. 19 on the die. This one's using two hands on the spear. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
That's that one. And then one for each of you. 18 to hit, I'm on.
Sorry, I was reading what I was about to do next.
9 points of damage.
How far away am I from Amon?
You're, like, behind them.
Because it's within 10 feet.
Of him, of not the creature. It's on the other side of him.
Mm-hmm. But it's attacking him.
Yeah. You gonna try to hit it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I am.
Why not?
Oh, no!
Mella?
It's a nat one.
Give me the roll.
No!
13.
You're fine. You just missed.
He's gonna fucking hit me.
Just like Sam.
It's all coming back.
Hitting Siegfried now. 16 on the die.
Yeah.
Didn't roll well. 3 damage. Second attack. 18 on the die.
Yep.
5 points of damage.
That's
8
total.
Oh, and there's the 2 behind you guys still. So those 2 are going to split up to Amon and Siegfried again.
Uh-huh.
That's a 2 for its first attack. That's a 5 on the second attack. Misses. Siegfried. 19 on the die.
Yeah.
4 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Oh, God.
7. 15 points of slashing damage.
What was the first one? 4 and then 15? So
yes.
That's 19, so was that 10?
Yeah.
11? Or is it 10?
It's rounded up.
Yeah, rounded up to 10.
And then we got 4, or we got the 5 over on the Echo. They're going after the Echo. What is your AC, sir? Because it shares your AC, right?
Yeah, 18.
Okay. Misses. Misses. Oh my god, now of course I'm rolling fucking terribly. 19 on the die, that one's gonna hit. Echo, just disappeared. Luckily, he put it on the floor first before he disappeared. But the ball's just there now amongst these 5 little peons. Amon, it is your go.
Cool, I got a fresh spell for everybody. I am casting Shadow Blade.
Ooh.
I weave together threads of shadow to create a sword of solidified gloom in my hand. This magic sword lasts until the spell ends, which is a minute. It counts as a simple melee weapon, which I am proficient with. And I'm going to try to hit the big thing with it.
What kind of damage is it?
It does 2d8 psychic damage.
Oh.
If I hit. That's 19 to hit.
So hit.
Cool, Siegfried, you're next to me, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Trying to get that crispy die rolling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 10, 15, 17 points of total damage.
How much of that was psychic?
Actually, all of it is, because sneak attack goes with the, with the type, damage type of the weapon, right?
Yeah.
Pull that up, Jamie.
Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie, pull it
up. It's the same as the weapon used to deliver the attack.
Weapon? Is sneak attack only on weapon attacks?
Because
technically this is a spell attack.
It counts as a simple melee weapon.
Nope, never mind. Fuck it. All right.
Shadow Blade, what did I say, 17? 17.
Okay. That's...
Actually, hold on. My math is just ass. That's 22.
Hold on, it's actually 5, 15. 10.
Yeah, it's actually 89.
It's 74.
He's dead.
He's dead.
It's magically 5,000.
Magically delicious.
So crazy.
Is that your ghost here?
Yeah, let me burn that spell slot okay. Before I forget.
Zaris.
Isn't it... He goes, does
oh, you right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Goes before me.
I know how to read. Siegfried. I do dare.
First attack on big, stupid creature thing.
Okay.
Fuckface Magoo.
Fuckface Magoo.
Still blessed, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, natural 20, baby!
Jesus!
Finally! Gone!
It's been so long since we had an angry bonk.
Oh my god.
20.
This better be like max damage, please. Not bad. That's 14, so that's times 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 28 on the first hit.
By the gods, okay.
Okay. Attack number 2. That's 18 on the die without my modifiers.
That'll hit.
Yep. Okay. That is another 15 points of damage. Attack number 3, you mother effer.
Just leave him alone, he's just a boy.
That is 13, that is a dirty 22.
Yeah,
You lint liquor.
Cody Queen.
Okay, another 14 points of damage.
I saw it.
Come on, 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this on the angel?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was 14.
28.
28,
12. Super hurt.
Yeah. That was a whole big whopping ton of damage. And this thing better die soon or I will. Okay, I done.
Zaris. Hi.
Hi.
Earth the shit out of that.
Okay.
Rock with it.
So I have two options, two paths before me.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I know.
You could leave.
She's just like, no.
I'm debating whether or not I want to go and like crush that crystal ball.
What?
The crystal ball.
Crush it.
Destroy it because it seems like they need it.
Oh wait, weren't we supposed to do that? We were supposed to do that.
I've been protecting it.
Were we supposed to destroy it?
Wait, why are we supposed to destroy it?
Isn't that what Fabricius told us to do? Right? Does anybody remember what we were supposed to do with the thing?
We're all dumb.
I'm the smartest character at the table, and I did not.
You were supposed to destroy the crystal ball.
We brought it to you. No!
Yeah, Chuck's flying off in the corner right now, being not involved. You're supposed to break it.
No. I mean,
okay.
Thanks, Chuck.
Sorry, I should have told you earlier.
I'm going to.
Can't you talon him or something?
Nah, I'm gonna stay over here, bud. you guys got it covered.
All of the things took, like, all of them did their attacks, right? The ones surrounding.
They're so stupid.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
We just want to hit them.
Two of them did.
Regardless.
We've been protecting it the whole fucking time. Oh,
hopefully, because, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully none of them have reactions when someone enters their area. I am going to disengage with one action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go over to the crystal ball, and I'm going to try to step on it.
Yeah.
And because it's an object, I immediately do double damage.
Oh, because you're earth elemental.
Wow.
Yeah.
This thing's
it's a siege monster. The elemental deals double damage to objects and structures.
Oh.
This is totally meta, but I'm like, oh my god, we probably should have broke it, because then like one of those things are coming out.
That's what I'm thinking.
Break it.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're like,
do you have to roll me attack roll still? Either roll attack roll still?
Yeah.
Okay, roll me attack roll.
Elias, cut that thing with your life.
It's on the ground.
Hopefully it doesn't have a very high AC. I didn't know what we were supposed to do with it. I was trying to get my...
It's a ball. It better not have high AC.
You don't know.
I'm just saying it better.
It depends how low she rolls. She can miss.
24.
Yeah, that hits. Roll me damage.
Come on. 5,000 damage.
Now, do I want to take the default damage and double it, or do I want to roll those dice? The D8.
I like rolling.
Roll it.
That is 30 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god.
You monster. It has exactly 30 points.
Yeah!
So you see, Zaris, the earth elemental, runs up on these little goons kind of surrounding the ball. You see, after Elias's Echo had disappeared. They're kind of encroaching on it a little bit now. But she runs up, koof, 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 last second. Don't know how she did it as Earth Elemental axle kicks right into this crystal ball, shatters it.
And in, what's the language I speak? Terran, I just say, I can die now. Because I'm about to get hit and I'm about to drop this one.
I don't know what you're saying.
You just say, rah, 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 rah.
Just so poetic, just like,
rocks rock as you crash this ball. You see this entire dome shaped area, a facade drops. This dome shaped area wasn't a structure, it was a giant mushroom encasing the top of the stone structure. So now you can see all the fungus, basically where these creatures were coming out of. You see more of like the porcelain masks all over the walls. Like basically this wall, it's just teeming with these creatures ready to pop out. But last second, you hear something from the top, like up in the dome area. Something busts through as Jamie and Jesse,
what the fuck?
Riding a fungal lion. Yeah.
What?
What acid rock is this?
Yeah. Hey, he's here. Prepare for trouble.
Oh, no.
Make it double. Don't worry, guys. We're here to help. As you see, B, you, everyone roll me perception just for shits and giggles.
That one.
Natural 20.
Lice, not even looking.
18.
He's locked in, not even paying attention.
Now I roll nat 20, is it really?
12.
And say, Siegfried, especially, you see, they look like themselves. They're wearing clothes and stuff.
I should hope so.
But, there's a reason why I said that. You see, like, they are glowing, like the good mushroom luminescence that you've seen before. They are basically entirely made of mushroom. And you see they come down with, on this lion that looks eerily like a cat you might know. And as they land down, you see they pull out two, like, Febreze-looking bottles. And they start spraying the little peons. And the little peons, as they're going down, start to sizzle away. And you see Jamie, as she's in her little fairy form, you see kind of like Tinkerbell style, but glowing with bioluminescent mushrooms instead, starts to spray down all the ones near you, and they all dissipate.
What in the hell?
All the peons are gone.
What?
No, that's it.
The angel's still there, though, right?
Yeah. He's too strong for that. That was Team Fungus's go. The next is the Death Angel. Let's see, who's gonna get these hands?
I did just crush his orb.
Yeah, it's not happy, but you're not near it. It's
pondering it.
It's gonna start with Siegfried. That is 23 to hit?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, come on.
come on. Don't fucking play with me. For 11 points of slashing, plus 10.
Doesn't matter.
You're down. You're down? Siegfried goes down.
Fuck.
Amon, you're getting this next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
25 to hit?
Oh, yeah. Good fucking lord.
For the first time ever, Siegfried is down.
Six
oh, is
points.
This the first time?
Yeah.
Of slashing.
Six slashing.
Plus 10. 18. Oof. 25 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
How you looking? And then once again, this time, flying higher, it's gonna fly 50 feet into the air.
God damn it.
Seeing that it's all alone. The problems have all gone. No one. Elias. So Team Focus is there. All the peons are gone. The orb has been crushed. It's 50 feet in the air by itself. And see, you can, even without rolling an insight check, it's preparing to do something. It's like moving its hands in a weird over-the-hand gesture. What you got?
I'm gonna burn a first level spell slot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use command. I speak one word to a creature I can see within range, which is 60 feet. The target must succeed on a wisdom save or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead. It doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it.
Is it considered a charm effect?
How would I know that?
It should list whether or not.
It should say that they're considered charm. What is it?
Command.
Command.
Cool. Quick on the keys today.
I know. Can you bring that up?
Jamie? Jamie?
Weather, sir, can you bring that up, please?
It says conditions prone.
That's if you put it prone. Mm-hmm.
I don't see anywhere where it's just charm, but approach, drop, flee, grovel.
No,
those are all. Yeah, there's nothing that says it.
Nothing says it's charm. Yeah. So it just has to roll against you. What is your save DC, sir?
You need to beat a. That's not very high. You need to beat a 15.
It's got a plus 10. I'm gonna do it in front of the table.
So it's gotta roll a 5 or lower?
Yeah, it fails, yep.
Wait, what?
He's trying to command it, and he has to roll a 5 or lower.
That's a 3 for the audience at home.
Oh, shit!
Connor got up and just started, like, two-stepping.
Oh, my God.
What do you tell it to do?
Descend.
Kill itself.
Descend. No, it can't.
You can't. You can't tell it to do anything that would be directly harmful to it.
Yeah.
Listen to emo music, then kill yourself.
I want to say descend to me.
Tonight.
Okay.
Come to me.
On its turn, it'll descend.
Okay. Perfect. And then...
Over.
That was my action. As a bonus action...
Cast
I'm
emo.
Going to cast emo.
Come to me.
Suddenly his hair falls over one eye.
Now he's the emo one and there's a light one. Yeah.
It's not a phase, Mom.
All right.
We don't know if it's the same one.
Like,
God damn it. I'm going to manifest, as a bonus action, I'm going to manifest Echo.
Ha, I knew you needed me.
You were useful. Actually,
more useful than you. Would you, and you give gestures to the rest of the party, would you like to make a trade? A better version of himself for this old, decrepit.
Pay no attention.
Never mind.
Pay no attention to this hypocrite. And I am, let's see. That's it. I'm basically. Oh, no. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, manifest Echo and then movement next to, let's see. Oh, he's down.
Yeah, he's down.
But right they're all together, yeah. They were all pretty much together.
I'm going to, yeah.
Oh, no, she's by the orb. But
I'm going to move close to the group.
Okay. That's your
go. How far away would I have moved
like
to be next to the group?
20 feet.
Okay, cool.
Not very far.
Perfect. That's my go.
Next, it's Team Fungus. He's gonna Jamie's gonna run over. Or, yeah, Jesse's gonna run over, and he's gonna go over and cure wounds you.
Yeah. Okay, I was gonna get you my turn, but that's fine.
And you see, as he comes over, he goes and touches him. Some of this, like, bioluminescent mushroom just, like, peels from him. Walks down, like kind of like you guys saw, like, the mushrooms walk all over Fabrice when he was down. These bioluminescent mushrooms kind of walk off of his arm onto Siegfried, and they kind of root a little bit into his skin, but he comes back up.
Internally, Zaris is just like, I can't wait to tell Siegfried about this later. He's going to be so grossed out by it.
No, Siegfried, you pop up, you're feeling better, but you're like on your shoulders a little bit of these bioluminescent mushrooms.
Ah! What do I heal for?
Oh, good question.
I would like to know that, please.
How healthy
am I? 8 points.
Nice.
They're not super strong, but, you know.
I can breathe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fight!
I can see!
I can see again.
You can fight now. Aman.
Alright, it's still 50 feet above us, right?
It is starting to descend.
Oh,
but it is not its turn yet.
That's right. I'm gonna wait for that motherfucker to come down then.
Ready.
You gonna hold your action?
I'm going to hold Shadow Blade attack just so I can get that sneak attack if I hit it.
Okay. Siegfried.
How? What is. Above?
It's above 50 feet, but it's about to make its way down.
I could try to swing at it.
You can hold your action like he did until it shows up.
Sure.
Okay? Zaris.
I'm just waiting, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you see, Amon is already, like, leaning back with his shadow blade. Siegfried's leaning back with his axe.
Sure. Zaris, all of a sudden, like the stone creature starts, like, kind of contorting a little bit and is getting smaller. And bonus action, I'm going to revert back.
Hey, to, like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. I was at 3 hit points.
Jesus.
That elemental did work.
I am going to return to my normal drow self, and I'm over this shit. I'm going to cast a 5th level call lightning.
Yeah.
What does that have to do?
Nothing. It makes it a dex save.
Okay. That's a 21.
Okay. It's going to take half damage, but it's 5d10. So goodbye. Everyone give me your
d10s. Look, all the D10s in one spot.
There you go. Weird.
I can't have any of my D10s. I need you to roll higher.
Ooh. Okay. 7. 25. Yeah, 27 points halved.
Okay.
And the 2 ones. Yeah, damn it. They were both yours.
Yeah.
Which
one? The green?
The green and the big one. Yeah.
It hates you too. Super hurt, but not dead.
Alright.
Next, it is its turn. So it's gonna descend.
Come hither.
But as part of it descending, it's going to cast.
Chosen one.
I'm coming. Chosen one.
You guys are fired.
We're having fun.
That's fine.
All of
you're allowed to have fun.
At your expense.
He wanted us to be scared real bad. Well,
it's okay, I tried.
This thing messed us up, to be honest.
It's going to cast.
It's true. It did do 123 points of damage to me.
Yeah, sorry.
Elias, how many hit points do you have?
85. God damn, I don't like that question. That's not a great question. I think you need to reword that question.
Okay, how about this? Would you like to make me a dex save?
Yes, sure.
You have to beat a 19.
Okay, I'm at 3 though.
Okay.
And I'm blessed.
Oh, no. So you have good odds.
Maybe.
What's that?
That's the third nat one I've rolled.
Oh no!
Oh fuck! God damn it.
So.
Fuck you.
You're at what right now? 83?
85.
As it floats down to you, it takes its scythe back from its back, points it directly at you. And it's gonna cast Disintegrate.
Oh my god!
So you automatically take 40. If it knocks you to 0, you dissolve.
Oh. Okay, so I'm taking 40 points of damage.
So where are you at right now?
After 40?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at 45.
Okay, it's gonna roll 10d6s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot. Disintegrate's a dope ass spell.
I'm just gonna do it on the dice roller.
Hold on. Before you do anything, Alex, can I get a test run of the 10 dice roller? 6? Yeah.
On the actual app?
No.
On Google. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, you can roll bad.
That thing, like, took forever to load, too. It's low. That one was.
I'm doing a spirit ball right now.
Oh my
god. Give me your energy.
DBZ spirit ball. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What are you at right now?
45.
It rolled 35.
Oh! My god, dude. That was so scary.
I was like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
So it casts, it points a scythe at you, and almost like a piercing pain going through your chest, almost like your body's trying to rip itself apart. But you keel over a bit, sturdy yourself as it descends right in front of you. Now it's just like, you don't see a face, because it's like this hooded creature just is shrouded in darkness. But you see the tentacles withering underneath itself, like it's almost, even without insight, it's angry. It's mad. It's so upset.
That's terrifying. It entered my...
Yeah, go ahead and hit it.
It entered
all of us. So we all get opportunities to attack,
yeah.
Right?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to roll
including a regular attack.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You use your reaction because...
You guys get your regular attacks. He gets his reaction attack.
Right.
So we get our... Because we were holding the
action. Because we were waiting for the
last. So I get an attack at 3 times.
Yeah. You use your reaction.
Let's hit him. Hit first. Because it was from his thing. And then we'll go in that order.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you need to get rid of that one.
Banish it. Let's see.
Wait, did you roll already?
I rolled with advantage. Because of
Valve Embassy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. I was like, well, he rolled twice? What?
He just decided he didn't like the roll.
He's like, you know what? That's not going to work.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Let's see. What? That's 13, 9, 20, 30,
20. Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
That's just the forceful dice put down.
Yeah.
Not bad,
dude,
not bad.
That thing was crazy. 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Movement reduces zero.
I'm starting nervously, like, gnawing on this.
Come on,
go ahead and do your attack.
Yeah, buddy. Oh my god, it was almost a nat 20.
Son of a bitch.
unless it's really low, I'm not gonna hit. It's 11. 20.
No, it's not gonna hit.
Yeah.
Siegfried.
This is just normal attack, right?
Yes, sir.
Just got scared of
seeing. Do you normally have 3 attacks per action?
Well, yeah, when it's my turn.
Okay.
Because of
Frenzy is a bonus action.
Yeah. That's a 26.
That'll hit, yeah.
Almost max damage. That's 16 points of damage.
Okay.
One more.
Oh.
No, wait, you get 2 for a regular action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you only get 2.
Oh, okay.
What is Elias? It's your turn proper.
Wait, does he get to still pop off his second attack?
Not his. Well, you already attacked twice, right?
I attacked once.
Oh, go for it. I thought you did twice.
That is a 24.
That'll hit.
Not max damage. Not max damage. Another 7 points of damage.
Still a.
Okay. Attack proper. I'm going to unleash Incarnation.
Okay.
So. As an attack action, I gain 1 additional melee attack.
From the Echo's
from
location?
From my Echo.
Okay.
So, I am going to roll my first attack. Can I also use Trip Attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
It needs to make Strength or Dex save?
It is Strength save.
Whoa. Oh my god!
I dropped it. Okay, so...
It rolled... A 4.
Nice.
So you knock it prone.
Okay, cool. So hold on 1 second. I need to first do my attack roll with advantage. So number 1. God damn it. So 13, 9, it's
22
hit.
Does it?
Yeah, I could.
You can roll to see if you
totally.
You can roll to see if you crit.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Roll me damage?
Okay, I'm gonna roll an additional d6 with my damage as part
of trip attack.
Okay, so that is 15 points of damage.
15?
It's not prone.
Okay, yeah, it's prone.
Cool. Attack number two. Let's see. Okay, that's 18 on the die. I'm gonna roll again to see if I crit. Nope.
Elias.
Second attack.
How do you kill the angel?
So, as much as I was bantering with my echo, we like know each other because
you are each other,
right? And so, kind of like one slash kind of comes down from Elias, which is then like followed by another downward slash from the the echo, and then as that one meets the blade, Elias, the real one, comes back up with a spin and lobs the thing's like head off, and then that echo then from the recoil basically like skewers the head as it's flying off.
Fucking A, and some freaking Street Fighter versus Capcom 2 level style stuff. He does this onslaught between him and his echo. I will say, good old fellow, this does feel good.
Well, I am the best.
We are the best.
That we are.
He gives you a fist bump. For now.
And it
yeah.
dissipates.
And as you see this last skewer through the head, the giant mushroom dome that you're in begins to fall apart and disintegrate to the point where you're just standing on top of a building. And you guys see the entire, this weird metropolis-like city that you've seen starts to disappear as it goes like a wave. And you see, instead of these large stone buildings, you see more like small structures like huts and tents and stuff like that all across this town. Instead of these weird buildings, they all disappear. And as that happens, you see Team Fungus and the Lion. They like start kneeling over in pain, like, ugh! And you see, like, they clutch their chest and they're like, Fabricius is in trouble.
Uh-oh. We gotta go.
Yeah. He's in the main cathedral. He was fighting Morbius before he sent us to find you.
Then we must make with haste to the cathedral.
And you see they point towards, like, the end of this building. There is, like, for sakes of purposes, easier purposes, there is a stairway from the ceiling. Like, there is a roof entrance.
There's a stairway to heaven.
But it's going down.
Highway to hell. Yeah.
Helven?
To Helven?
Helven?
God damn it. Alright, yeah, let's head out. How are you looking over there? 8 hit points?
8 hit points.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 8.
I will, before we meander... I will hit you with a...
8 hit points? I'm on out!
No, I'll hit you with a 4th level Cure Wounds.
Sweet.
So let me roll that for ya.
We're about to fight Morbius. This is gonna go real bad.
Elias is gonna touch himself.
Okay.
And use all 34 hit points in his pool to get him to...
21.
44 nice. Hit points.
So as you make your way down the stairs, you do see that this stairway is almost like a direct route down to the main cathedral area that you guys were in before. As you guys kind of make your way down the spiral staircase, you do see as you're like on the staircase still, about 30, 40 feet up in this cathedral, you do see the body of Fabricius like laying on the floor, being covered like they're protecting him. Two of the faceless creatures and one corpse flower kind of like in front of it protecting his body. Mm-hmm. On the other side you see Morbius and also kind of like healed over, panting, grasping his chest. His entire left arm seems like it's been changed into some type of magical cybernetic nonsense, but he's keeled over and he's inside this weird orb around him. And there's two of these mecha automatons that are kind of damaged. You see there's like sparks coming out of them, but they're still mobile. It seems like whatever just happened, they were in the middle of fighting each other, and right now Morbius is looking to make the killing blow.
How far away are we?
They'll have to find out next week. Because that's where we're going to stop it right there.
Now! Oof. I say good day.
Oh, good job, guys.
I say good day, sir.
I say good day.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good day, sir. Poor Charlie. He didn't know that was going to happen.
No.
He just yelled at him.
Grandfather's a piece of shit.
I know. His grandfather's a freaking just chilling in a bed while his entire family slaves away. The second he gets a ticket
Grandpa
for
George?
A free...
Joe.
For a free...
Fuck Grandpa
the
Joe.
Ticket at the chocolate factory. He's like, oh, I can walk suddenly.
Also, he's been hiding money away for his tobacco fucking habit. Speaking of a habit, my name is Ruben. If you want to follow me anywhere, you can find me on Instagram at REC Matrix. I like to listen to music, lift weights, talk about raccoons, and other weird things. Give me a follow. If you don't want to, then don't. It's okay. It's America.
Jesus Christ.
He's not here.
No, he's not.
Not in this house.
He's in heaven.
In this house. Danny?
Howdy.
Hi.
Christ, that was rough. I am glad Elemental got a lot of that damage because it could have been real bad for me. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can listen to my other podcast on the network, Hops and Notes. Find it on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. Alex.
Hello. Hi. Being a huge rock elemental was so much fun. I'm sure we'll have to do it again sometime. I am on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop, and then I also have another podcast here on the network called The Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about scary movies. It's a grand old time. And you can find that on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast, HORRORBLE People's Podcast. James.
I'm a little upset because I went down for the first time in this campaign. So
you're welcome.
Almost got disintegrated.
Yeah, it's true. That was very scary.
You also didn't have to roll death save.
That's also true. Anyway, you can check me out on another one of the Horrible People's Network podcasts called the NPC Gaming Pod, where I've been calling out games that have been announced with my buddies there because we are prophets. Anyway, you can follow us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. I am also kind of a frequent guest of the Horrible People's podcast, so check me out on there as well. Connor?
Nice. Looking forward to hearing it. Steelers won. I didn't die. This is a great day.
Honestly, also just like
Monday.
Shout out to Ruben. That was a freaking awesome encounter.
That was cool.
You guys enjoy yourself?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Just a little shaky.
No, I did not enjoy that at all.
All right.
I was scared for a few reasons.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, you can check out the network. At Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORRORBLE People's Network on Instagram. This is Turning Tables. You can also find that on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. Give us a follow. See what we're doing day to day. And in the meantime, if you ask a death angel to get closer to you, be careful for disintegration rays. Give him that's the wrong shake, James.
Also, we need to take better notes.
Yeah, you do. Apparently. Yeah, you do. Give him a shake.